Worry is faith in the negative, trust in the unpleasant, assurance of disaster, and belief in defeat. That sums it up. Anxiety is the rust of life, destroying its brightness and weakening its power. Finally, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of faith is the end of anxiety. All of those are insightful comments concerning this problem we have with worry. We all know the verses that speak directly to the heart. We know them quite well. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, Jesus told his worried disciples.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale. Welcome to our program today as we seek to preach the fullness of Christ to sinners in all their need and to the edification of the Lord's redeemed people. Hello and welcome to our program today. We're delighted that you have joined us here on Let the Bible Speak. I'm Andrew Fitton, the pastor of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church in Surrey, BC, 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey. We are having a special Bible conference, the Western Bible Conference, organized by several churches within our denomination. And this year, 2026, it is being hosted by our church in Cloverdale. We do invite you and your family to come and join with us. The details are available on our website, www.cloverdalefpc.ca. It will be held from Friday, July the 31st, through to Sunday, August the 2nd. We will be meeting for a supper at 5 p.m. on Friday the 31st of July, before proceeding to an evening meeting at 7 p.m. On Saturday, we meet at 10 a.m. for a morning service, and then we meet in the evening at 6 p.m. On the Lord's Day, August the 2nd, our adult Bible class and Sunday school meet at 9:30, and our conference takes place at our morning worship at 10:30 and again at 6 p.m. We do invite you to come. There will be a book table on Friday and Saturday. There will be a wide selection of Reformed books and literature available for purchase. Our special visiting preacher will be Pastor Logan Elder, who is the minister of Orlando Free Presbyterian Church in Florida. He is a young preacher, and he will be coming with his wife and young child to spend time with us during our conference. We do encourage you and your family to come, and do go on to our website, cloverdalefpc.ca, and there you will find the details and other contact details regarding the conference. It is free. There is no registration fee for you to pay. Our Western Bible Conference commenced 2 years ago in 2024. It was held in Williams Lake Free Presbyterian Church, and the preacher on that occasion was Pastor John Wagner, who is now the moderator of the Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Our brother brought a series of messages dealing with stumbling blocks, various stumbling blocks within the Christian life. And over the course of the next number of days, we are going to broadcast those messages here on our program. We'll also proceed to broadcast last year's sermons as well. That conference was held in Calgary, Calgary Free Presbyterian Church, and the preacher was Pastor John Greer from Northern Ireland. We trust that these messages by Pastor Wagner would be a blessing to you and that your heart would be encouraged, that if you know not the Saviour, that you would be drawn by His Spirit to place your faith and trust in the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And we do invite you to come to our conference. We desire to build fellowship, build unity, build that bond of Christian fellowship one with another. And of course, through the teaching of the precious Word of God, we believe that Christians need to be taught. They need to be taught the great doctrines and truths of the Word of God, and to have those truths applied to their lives by the Spirit of God. We're going to consider the third part of Pastor Wagner's message, removing the stumbling block of worry. And we trust and pray that the ministry of God's truth would indeed be a rich blessing to you and to your soul.
You see, when you have the perfect peace, there is this entire resignation of your will to the will of God. It's whatever He wants. You're through arguing with Him. You accept His will. When you accept the will of God, you resign to Him, you put down all of those weapons that you used really to fight against His will. We stop arguing, and when you stop arguing like you do with your spouse, well, it's a different kind of a level, but you know, you kiss and make up, right? It's never the Lord needing to come to us and say, I'm sorry, I did wrong. But one of you has to do that in the marriage. If you're going to have peace again, you've got to come and say, honey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I was so wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And that's what we do with God. Lord, I'm sorry. I took exception with what you did or what you're doing. I'm done, Lord. You do what you want. Then there's peace. We actually commend God for what He's doing. It's not just accept it and resign to it. We commend Him. Yes, Lord, You are doing what's best. Why in the world, if You're doing what's best, am I worried about this? Do you see how ridiculous it is? How foolish it is? If we say we believe these things about God, about His will, about us, it's so insane, so wicked to worry. It also brings a cessation of fear. We're no longer afraid of what's going to happen. Why would you be? Whatever's going to happen is in the hands of God, and I don't need to be afraid. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. All these things that guard and keep the heart when worry is screaming at you to be anxious. When perfect peace comes in, you stop playing the what-if game. It's over. Thirdly, the root of this peace for our stumbling block of worry. The root of the peace. Where does it come from? This perfect peace. How's it obtained? You might think that it comes from your ability. After all, it does say that it is the mind as it stayed upon God that it has this perfect peace, doesn't it? The mind that stayed on thee. But I got to point out that the source of this perfect peace that calms our worry and fear is not in our ability to fix our mind upon God. How in the world do you do that when your mind is going in 1,000 different directions caused by the anxiety and the worry? In its absolute best state, our faith, which is really all about looking off unto the Lord, is imperfect. It's flawed, it's marred by indwelling sin. And if this peace to overcome worry has to come from my ability to have confidence in God, then we're all in a, to others, your perfect peace will not be experienced and your heart will not be kept unless God keeps it. Thou, notice that, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind has been stayed on thee. Now, here's the question. How does God do that? How does God actually take a mind that's filled with worry, anxiety, dread, and fear, and cause it to be stayed on him so that perfect peace comes in the place of worry? Several ways. First, he keeps the mind in peace by a supernatural operation of his power upon the mind in the midst of the trouble. At the end of the day, God has got to work on our anxious minds. That's what has to happen. I know that all I can do is deliver the truth, but I can't make that truth be believed by His people. I can't produce the fruit. I can just sow the seed. That's all I can do. I can't make it happen in you any more than I can make it happen in myself. Whether it's salvation, whether it's sanctification, God has got to do it. He must initiate it. Brothers and sisters, this life is all about God's grace. It's all of grace. And I just want to stop off. I think that it's such a missing note today in preaching. There's so much of an emphasis upon what we must do. I'm not saying you'll hear that in a minute, but the emphasis upon our lack and our need for this. I need to do this and that and the other thing, when it should be upon what the grace of God will do. It's grace. There are times when the Lord will simply bring peace to the heart, like He did that day to me in the study. I can't explain it. It was just there. One minute it wasn't, the next minute it was. Did it come because I was quietly meditating upon those wonderful promises in God's Word? I was looking off unto Jesus? No, I was so distraught about my wife's impending death and any future ministry I would have without her. It's the Lord who brought to my mind, I'm doing the best thing, the most loving thing, and the wisest thing that I could ever do for you and Kim. God did that. Peace. Supernatural. It's the peace that passes understanding. You can't explain it. It's as if God just lifts His finger. He also brings peace to the heart and mind by his acts of providence. Sometimes the situation you've been fretting about, worrying about, that it's going to happen like this, He just steps in and removes it. The thing that was troubling you, I've taken care of it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Early days in the ministry, we, small little church, as I said, we kind of lived from, as a congregation, from week to week in the offerings. And You know, at times when there's no money to pay the bills, there's no money even to buy groceries, and Lord, what are we going to do? And we just pray. Didn't tell anybody, but never told anybody about our financial needs. Just wanted the Lord to take care of it. And you know, you get anxious, and then there's this check in the mail. No one knew what the need was. And the Lord just, I've got this. He just reversed the situation and took care of it. And then maybe 6 months later, the same situation again. Where's the money? And I'm worried. And it's like you didn't learn the lesson, you know. I told you I've got this. And there's another check in the mail. No one knew but God. That was an act of providence that He removed the thing that was causing the anxiety. But usually, God removes our worry by bringing our hearts to believe and rest on what He has written in His Word. That's how it usually happens. God wonderfully brings our hearts, our minds, to believe, not just in the head, but with the heart, and rest on what He has written in His Word. What He has written about Himself, first off. He shows us what He's written about Himself, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord Jehovah. Now notice that Lord Jehovah. It's not the common Adonai Jehovah. Adonai, one of the Hebrew words for Lord. You'll notice, is it not uppercase? See? So Hebrew is, trust ye in Jah Jehovah. This is again that Hebrew intensive, magnifying Jehovah, who is the covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. The name means I am that I am. I always will be what I always have been. That's the Lord. I always will be what I always have been. I am Jehovah. And it's Jah Jehovah. And so what God does, He brings us to believe that and rest on that. I will always be for you in every situation what I've always been for you. I have taken care of you, and I'll continue to take care of you. You're my child. You're mine. He brings us to see in His Word what God has written about us. His people, His redeemed. We are His loved ones. We are His delight. We are His holy ones. We are His righteous ones. Now, the Lord's not against me because I've got these problems. He's always going to be for me. And if God be for us, who can be against us and what can be against us? He brings us to believe what God has written about our circumstances. Foreordained, working for good, changing us, the fire, burning away the dross of sin, the storms, showing us that He's with us in the ship. Primarily what God has written to us in His Word about Christ. Those Hebrew Christians were going through troubles and sorrows that you and I can't begin to understand. Homes being torn apart. Husbands, children, mothers being separated by the government. Everything confiscated by Rome. Taken away. Nero was dipping them in boiling vats of oil. Just feet first. Slowly they descend into boiling oil. Persecuted. Oh, that was rough. And yet, what does the apostle tell them in Hebrews 12, verse 2? Looking off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he sought always to put their eyes upon their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what God does. You know, folks, you don't try to rest. I'm going to go try and rest. When you rest, you just rest. It's like that in the Christian life. I rest in the Lord. Finally, briefly, the road that leads us around the stumbling block of worry, the road. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I've already said it's God alone that brings this perfect peace to the heart. He must fix our minds upon Him. But that does not preclude our responsibility in all of this. I have not been preaching a message that says, in essence, let go and let God. That's not what I've been preaching. God brings to peace those who do look off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. In verses 3 to 4, the prophet is saying that we should never let any calamity, any adversity, any persecution, any poverty, any trial of any kind prevent us from placing our entire confidence in the Lord, Jehovah, the Rock of Ages. It is the mind that is confident in Him to have perfect peace. Now, God keeps in perfect peace those who come to His Word and read the promises and plead the promises. Such a believer has been brought to a place where he says, Lord, I am nothing, I have nothing. My soul, which is so helpless, hangs upon Thee. Now, Lord, these things that plague my mind, how they steal my peace and joy. But You said, if I seek You, I'll find You, and I'll find rest for my soul. So, brothers and sisters, I dare say that the bulk of the reason why you're still worrying about something is just because you're not seeking the Lord. It's just because you're not in the Word of God, reading the promises. It's just because you're not on your face before the Lord, pleading and pleading and pleading with Him. You would rather worry about it. You would rather tell other people about your worries, pour out your hearts to the creature's ear, instead of to the Creator's ear. Would I be wrong in that? Is that why? Your life is so controlled, so affected by constant worry. Ah, you've got responsibilities. So do I. And I'm the mailman today delivering the message. Trust ye in the Lord Jehovah, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Get to Him, to the ways He's appointed you to get to Him. And you won't worry. Wouldn't you like to be free of it? Aren't you tired of worrying, being anxious, whatever it's about? Do you believe you can? I hope you do, because you can. God says so.
Spurgeon brings us today to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Divine love is rendered conspicuous when it shines in the midst of judgments, Fair is that lone star which smiles through the rifts of the thunder clouds. Bright is the oasis which blooms in the wilderness of sand. So fair and so bright is love in the midst of wrath. When the Israelites provoked the Most High by their continued idolatry, he punished them by withholding both dew and rain, so that their land was visited by a sore famine. But while he did this, he took care that his own chosen ones should be secure. If all other brooks are dry, yet shall there be one reserved for Elijah. And when that fails, God shall still preserve for him a place of sustenance. Nay, not only so, the Lord had not simply one Elijah, but he had a remnant according to the election of grace, who were hidden by fifties in a cave. And though the whole land was subject to famine, yet these fifties in the cave were fed, and fed from Ahab's table too, by his faithful, God-fearing steward, Obadiah. Let us from this draw the inference that, come what may, God's people are safe. Let convulsions shake the solid earth, let the skies themselves be rent in twain, yet amid the wreck of worlds the believer shall be as secure in the calmest hour of rest. If God cannot save his people under heaven, he will save them in heaven. If the world becomes too hot to hold them, then heaven shall be the place of their reception and their safety. Be ye then confident. When ye hear of wars and rumours of wars, let no agitation distress you, but be quiet from fear of evil. Whatsoever cometh upon the earth, you, beneath the broad wings of Jehovah, shall be secure. Stay yourself upon this promise, rest in his faithfulness, and bid defiance to the blackest future, for there is nothing in it direful for you. Your sole concern should be to show forth to the world the blessedness of hearkening to the voice of wisdom. Thank you for listening to our program today. Join us again on Let the Bible Speak. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. I'm Andrew Fitton, and we want to thank you for joining with us today. If these programs have been a blessing and an encouragement to you, or if you need spiritual help, or desire to know more about the gospel, please contact us. Our phone number is 604-576-1091. Or you can always contact us by email, pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. It is our desire that you would know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and be built up in your faith. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale, located at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. Our Sunday services take place at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We meet for Bible study and prayer on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And we warmly invite you and your family to join us as we seek to preach Christ in all his fullness to sinners in all their need. Again, you can contact me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com or by phone on 604-576-1091. We have a presence on Facebook, Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, and we're also responsible for the evangelistic page, Gospel Vancouver. Log on to Facebook, find us, check us out, and feel free to like, follow, and share. Again, our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. And it contains all the information for our church and radio ministry. And join us again Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for the preaching of God's precious word.